down to business on News Talk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Now, my next guest, who was trained by Japanese decluttering guru Marie Kondo, has been inundated with work offers since Kondo's Netflix show aired last month. Cork woman Vera Keohan is now Ireland's first certified KonMari consultant, and she joins me now to discuss her unique KonMari tidying method. I'm loving this. Good morning to you, Vera. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Now, have you always been a tidy and organised person?
I have always been tidy enough. I have, really, but I used to help other people tidy when people got stuck. I would be the go-to person. I'd go to their houses to help them.
Great. Now, where did you hear or learn about Marie Kondo? How did you get onto her?
I actually came across her book. That's how I found her initially. And I read the book, and I was a bit skeptical initially because I'm like, no, this is a whole other level now. I'm not sure. But I didn't knock it until I tried it. And I was making my way through the process in my own house when I discovered she was coming to New York. And I decided I would go and see what she had to say, because what we were doing in our house was having a huge impact. So I took myself off to New York and went to the seminar. And I met Marie Kondo herself and lots of other like-minded people. And we had an amazing few days there.
This was a tidying masterclass, I think they call it, yeah?
That's right. That's right, yeah. So right. I went personally for my own benefit. I didn't plan on opening a business or doing anything of the sort. But when I came home, I discovered that everybody wanted to know more about the whole method and what we had learned. And so I had the option to become a consultant by gaining clients and putting in the hours and building up time and sending back reports and sitting an exam, which took me over 9 months to do.
Okay.
So I did all of that, and then I became Ireland's first consultant in November last year.
Now, you're also a nurse and midwife, and I think you still do that, but maybe with the demand that looks to be on the horizon here, you might be reconsidering that. Is that right?
Well, at the moment, I'm juggling both jobs because I know the Netflix series was launched, obviously, and there's a huge excitement and a big demand for it, for the method at the moment, but I'm not sure how long this is going to last, but I'm going with it, and I'm doing both at the moment. So on my days off, I'm here in Galway today working with a client, Dublin last weekend. So I'm doing a bit of freelancing around the country.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at the method, if we can, for a second, Vera. Essentially how it works, and it's different because it actually requires a shift in your mindset, and it's a process rather than a one-off task. Can you tell me about how you go about decluttering the KonMari way?
How you go about doing it, she goes by categories instead of rooms.
Right.
So you start with your clothes, and then you do your books, and then you do your papers. And the reason for this is normally when people are tidying, they're just moving things from one room to another room. And so the living room is tidy, but the utility and the garage are in a bit of a state. So this is what has happened over the years. So with her method, you're gathering the clothes from every single area of the house that you have, or the books, or whatever category it is. So you're going by category. Which really gets you to see exactly the amount of that item that you have.
Right.
And then you need to ask yourself how much of it you need and want and how much of it actually sparks joy for you.
Okay. So, and isn't there another problem when you go about tackling a sort of a decluttering situation that it gets worse before it gets better? In other words, you have a big pile of stuff in the middle of the room and you just say, my God, I'm overwhelmed by this.
Yeah, it actually does get worse before it gets better, because obviously if you're going to start emptying out all of the presses and all of the spaces where you store your items and you see them all together in one place, it's almost a shock that the person gets. When they see all of clothing mainly is the main thing that they get a fright from. They're like, oh my God, I never knew I had so much. And then when you go to try to put back that amount again neatly, it isn't possible usually. So then they start discarding what they no longer need.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell me then about somebody like myself who's lived in the same house for over 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, I really noticed that when you stay in the one place, like, moving house is a great opportunity to declutter and to leave some stuff behind.
Yeah.
I haven't had that luxury. And what do you say to somebody who's in the same place for nearly 30 years?
I was in that position myself. I am in my house for almost 30 years. And we had gathered a lot. And it wasn't until I came across this method that I decided, okay, I'm starting and we're going to cull everything. And now we're moving on to another stage of our lives because our children are growing up and going off to college. So each stage brings its own issues with it. So as you're moving into later in life, you need to have space and clarity going forward. And unless you declutter and move what you have behind and in your house, you won't have that going forward.
Yeah, one of the problems is the girls won't move out. I think I could probably declutter if they'd move out. I think there could be a big job for you, Vera in Dunleary.
Yeah.
I hear the rates are all right, are they?
Oh, the rates are good. The rates are good. It's an investment in yourself, I think, actually, because anyone that I've worked with and far has just been so delighted with the result. And other things in their lives have fallen into place because they just have more clarity and they know what they have and they seem to know what they want as well going forward when they have done this major decluttering.
What is it about us and as a society and, you know, possessions and surrounding ourselves with possessions and then possessions then become clouded and crowded? Is like sometimes is less more, Vera?
Less is always more, actually, because if everything is important, then nothing is important.
Yeah.
You know? And even with our clothing, I mean, we wear 20% of our clothing 80% of the time. And we keep them for all sorts of different reasons. But if you're asking yourself the question that Marie Kondo asks, is does it spark joy? You'll begin, and even myself, when I asked myself that question initially, I was a bit skeptical. I was like, I don't know. I wasn't sure what joy even felt like. But as I did it, I got better at it. And now I know whether it does or not. And to ask yourself that question about everything, whether it sparks joy or is useful, is a good way to decide it can go or it can stay.
Yeah. It's funny you say that about clothes, you know, the 80-20 rule that you only wear 20%. It's probably because you can't find 80% of the
exactly.
stuff, no?
That's what happens. And then you go and you buy another black pants because you can't find the one you had and it's in a bag somewhere. And so it's good to take stock, you
yeah.
know, of what you have.
Vera, one more question.
Yes.
You say you're on a job in Galway this morning, Vera. Mm-hmm. So just walk me through what you'll do when you get to that job. How does it actually work on the ground?
Well, I normally start with initial consult. So last night I visited this person in the home and she just walked me through her house and told me what it is she would like done, where she was struggling and what she was overwhelmed by. So
right.
I normally would go through the method and I'd work through clothes and books and the categories as they go. But sometimes people don't want to do clothes. They might just say, look, I just want my kitchen done. So, you know, we would do that. So I work with the client. Whatever it is they want, I go with them.
And I'd be right to say that clearly, I think you said in the case of your own home, that the process took you a year. So this is not an overnight solution.
Well, you see, life goes on. I'm
yeah.
a busy mother and I've children and work. So I tipped away at it whenever I could. And initially I was on my own, just emptying cupboards and doing bits and pieces. And before we were finished, the entire family came on board. We ended up doing the yard, the shed. The whole place got an amazing clear out.
The yeah. shed. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, listen, I want to wish you very well with the business, Vera. It sounds like you're onto something. And I wish you well. And thanks for joining us here this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Great to talk to you. One more thing.
Yeah.
My business is called Enjoy Your Home. And the reason it's called that is because that's ultimately what I would like people to do.